Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Quarterback analyst, quarterback guru, brought to you by Panini as well. Panini, the exclusive trading card partner, blah, 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 blah. Panini is the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL and NFLPA. You can collect your favorite stars, the members on this year's rated rookie class, and all their products at hobby stores, Walmart, Target, and at PaniniAmerica.net. Trent Dilfer joins us on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Dilfer Dimes. Trent, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Gonna have to get figured out here after we get done talking to you, but I want to hear the former quarterback on this first. What would you do with Baker Mayfield if you were the Cleveland Browns right now, with the injury and everything like that?
Yeah, again, it's always hard because you're not in the room, right? So I qualify everything with they know stuff we don't know. I'm a believer. If he can play, you play. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna suck. It's one of those things that it's labrum and a broken bone, correct, in his shoulder. Am I correct on that? That's the report I read.
Yes. Yep.
You know, I saw when he re-injured it in the game and he kind of came down, the elbow went back, his shoulder dug into the ground. I've played with the torn labrum in my opposite shoulder. I played with Matt Hasselbeck for years, who played with the same injury. It's something you can get repaired in the off season. It's going to be hard, but there's a lot of guys playing with hard things, and it's part of the job. And I think Baker's a really tough guy. I think he's kind of become that moral authority leader in the locker room. I think it'll go a long way. And I'm a Baker fan. I think he's come a long way. I think Stefanski's really got him playing the game better. I know he hasn't had a great year, and he's admitted he hasn't played to his standard, but you see changes in his game. That will help him long term. I think if he can go, he goes.
Jason Lloyd in for Anthony Lima this morning. Jason, go ahead.
Trent, I'm wondering about the contract with Baker, and is this a different conversation around the injury if he was extended last year, and what kind of, if any, ramification does the fact that he did not receive an extension play into all this?
I don't think it does. I think that's a narrative that gets going. It makes a lot of sense. There's reason behind it when you look at it from the outside, but as a competitor, he's trying to go earn his contract. He's trying to play. He's trying to play better. He's trying to win football games. He's trying to establish himself as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. As a hyper-competitive person, you don't really let that stuff get in the way. I think the contract is not a headliner here when it comes to Baker. I'm sure there's people in his life talking about it. I'm sure it is something that is always being talked about there in Cleveland. But when it comes down to it, I mean, I always, from the player's shoes, because I did it for so long, what a Monday looks like, what a Tuesday looks like. And it's not like he's meeting with his team, and it's not like everything's about business. When I say his team, like his agent and all the people around him, he's in the training room trying to get better. He's talking to his trainer about, you know, how can he support his shoulder? What's going to happen if he gets hit again? Can I throw a football? Can I go out there today and move around? He's talking to his teammates about what they need to do to win this week's game against the Steelers. And the life of an NFL football player, a quarterback specifically, is so absorbed with that moment and trying to put yourself in a situation where you can play your best football that following Sunday. I just don't think this is as big a deal. I shouldn't say big a deal, as big a issue for him as it is to everybody else.
Well, because we're trying to figure it out on both ends. You know, we're fans, we're media. Trent Dilfer joining us on the show, and the reason why we have to ask guys like you, because you've seen it from both sides. And Trent, when we're looking at Baker, it's not just can Baker lead us to the promised land, the playoffs, that type of thing. it's also, okay, what do we do when it comes to paying Baker? What does it do when it comes to the salary cap? And it's another year where we just want a firm answer of what he is. 2019, Freddie Kitchens, Todd Monken, it was a disaster. We kind of give Baker a pass there. This year, now I got the shoulder injury that you're dealing with here. It's very tough to figure out what to do with the young man for the rest of his future with the Browns.
Well, you got to see him play more to know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to play. I mean, I think if he ends up not playing for whatever reason, for an extended period of time, then you don't have enough information. The other thing, too, I always ask people is who else? Who are you going to go get? Do you think Ritter from Cincinnati is going to be better than Baker Mayfield? I mean, no. I wouldn't think so. I like the kid, but I don't think he's better than Baker. Mm-hmm. What free agents are there out there? Are you going to do what Denver did? You know, Drew Locke wasn't good enough, so I'm going to get Teddy Bridgewater. I like Teddy, but look where they're at. Like these things, it's always easy to be down on the guy if he hasn't taken you a Super Bowl. But then you have to start thinking about, well, what's our other option? I mean, it's not like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers grow on trees. I think you want to get the most out of Baker Mayfield. To do that, he needs to play more football this year. It's a really good football team. They're good in all three phases. I think the division, I think Cincinnati winning yesterday is a big deal to the Browns. Keeps them one game back. I think the division's going to be back and forth the whole year. You're going to have a chance to win the division. I think you just need to see Baker Mayfield play more football. As he plays more football, especially if you can get him into the playoffs and they can make a run in the playoffs, then he's a playoff quarterback. When you're a playoff quarterback, you can build on top of that. So, again, it's the process. It's the long road. I know this is not what the fan wants. I just always challenge the fan, who else then? If you don't love your guy, then who are you going to go get that's going to be better?
Can I use then at the end of the year, say if things don't go as well as we hope and plan, they never do, rarely do anyway. Can I use that injury as an excuse then for Baker?
I think you can. Although it's repairable, right? I mean, a lot of guys tear their labrums and their opposite. Now, if this was his throwing shoulder, I think it's a massive deal. I think then it's a headliner issue all the time, but, you know, his non-throwing shoulder, it's a pain management thing. And I don't think it's a performance thing. So I think that'd be a little bit of a cop-out by the organization. I think it's this. I think if you're the organization, you want him to play because you want to have more evidence one way or the other of what he is. And the more data you have, the more evidence you have, the more evaluation you have as an organization, the better decision you'll make.
Trent, this is something I've been wondering for a while. And so I want to ask you, Baker is a good NFL quarterback. I think we all agree on that. He's limited. I think we can agree on that. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. Not yet anyway. And when you look at Kirk Cousins and Baker and the quarterbacks Kevin Stefanski has had, I'm a huge Stefanski supporter. I love Kevin. I think he's done a fantastic job since he's been here. But I'm wondering if you think Kevin's system is designed around limited quarterbacks, or does Kevin's system limit his quarterbacks? Because I saw Baker throw guys open as a rookie. I saw him turn Breshad Perriman into an all-pro, and we haven't seen that guy since his rookie year. So I'm just kind of chewing on this. Do you think Kevin supports his quarterbacks with his system, or do you think Kevin's system with the run-oriented tight end, heavy tight end approach limits his quarterbacks?
I think it supports it, but I think you have to play. You're just not going to be as glamorous as some of these other teams. So I'm going to try to unpack this quickly because it's a great question. It's a big issue. There are system enhancers and then there are system guys. And people use that as, well, only the system enhancers are the elite. And I always use Drew Brees. Drew's a dear friend, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to ever play. He was still a product of his system. He was not a guy, especially in the middle to the end of his career, he wasn't a guy that was going to save the play call, right? He was going to maximize the play call. And I've said this from day one with Baker, I think he needs to study Drew Brees' tape. I think he needs to try to be Drew Brees. I think that is his he will be a Super Bowl quarterback if they ever play in a Super Bowl because he played the position like Drew Brees. He tries to play it like some of these system enhancers, Mahomes, Lamar, Kyler Murray. I put Dak Prescott in there now. There's some others. It's not who he is, and he's not going to play to his maximum potential. Now, as it relates to Kevin, I agree with you. I think he's one of the finest coaches in the league. He's very convicted on how to play football. He grew up in a very specific pedigree of offensive football. He's got very strong core philosophies on how you play it. He wants his quarterback to operate each play call to its maximum ability. He's not looking for you to do a lot of the other stuff because he's playing chess with the defense and a lot of the run game, the action game, the pocket movement game, all the things they're very good at is stacking on top of each other. When you try to play outside of that too much, it puts you in a negative down and distance situation. And now you're asked to play a game that you're really not built to play as a player, Baker, and as a system, the system they run. That's what Drew Brees understood better than anybody else. Him and Tom Brady are the two in my lifetime that understood this better than anybody else. That it's doing their job on that play to put their team in the best position for the next play and stacking those on top of each other again and again and again and again and again. It's what's going to make us great. It's that simpatico synergy with the play caller that I'm never going to try to do too much more with this play because if it doesn't work, then it disrupts this sequencing of plays that we're going to run for the entire game. I hope this isn't too esoteric. The bottom line
I think it's great.
Is that I think Kevin does help you as a quarterback. You just have to be completely in tune with what he is doing. And as soon as you get outside of that, you're going to put him and yourself in a bad position. So the net of my whole thing is play like Drew Brees. Don't try to play at Patrick Mahomes. If you do that, you're going to go to a lot of Pro Bowls. Your team's going to win a lot of games because they're super talented. We're not going to be talking about a contract because you're going to get a huge one in the offseason and you're going to be the dude for a long time.
Trent Dilfer joining us on the show with our friends Panini America. If you want your kid to be a Panini Super Bowl kid reporter in L.A., you can look for special cards of Panini NFL products. Go to PaniniKidReporter.com to enter this year's sweepstakes. Trent Dilfer with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you want to do with OBJ?
I'm stuck on it. Honestly, I don't know. I think he's an incredible competitor. He's obviously unique talent. I don't know if you need them on this team with how they do the offense. And it's nothing about OBJ. The way they're built, what they want to do, it feels as if you don't need it. He's extra. And I don't know if you need that extra as you move forward, especially with the salary cap and trying to add core players and getting bigger and stronger. Because that's what they want to be. They want to be big, physical, strong, control the tempo of the game. They have other players they can develop. And as you can see, you can draft young players in the draft, second, third round, that can be difference makers on the perimeter. You don't necessarily need, if you're going to play this type of football, you don't necessarily need dudes everywhere, you know, marquee players everywhere on the perimeter.
Are the Bengals legitimate after yesterday? We spent a lot of time talking about them.
I know. I didn't think so up until yesterday.
That's kind of what we said.
I just thought they're okay, cool. Like I've lived this. I was in Tampa when we turned it around, and we were good, but we weren't legit. Like we were just trying to figure out our way. That's what I thought they were. And then yesterday was eye opening. Listen, Chase, Burrow, yes, but their ability to run the football, their ability to get big stops against a really good offensive team. A team that's hot, too. I mean, Lamar's been hot. I mean, they just – it kind of opened my eyes. And so I'm like, okay, now I got to start watching the Bengals more closely. Because in my life now, it's not like when I was at ESPN and I'm watching all the teams, studying the tape. I'm watching the TV games. I'm watching some replays. You know, I'm doing some analytics stuff so I can know what I'm talking about. But I only really about 8-10 teams I really care about. Now I think I got to put them on that list where I got to invest some time on studying them a little deeper because yesterday they looked legit.
Yeah, I thought that we might be able to just coast with one more year of the Bengals being bad. I'm like, nope, now you got to pay attention to them. Trent, we can't thank you enough for the time. Again, check out PaniniAmerica.net. Trent, take care, my friend. All the best.
Thanks, Trent.
Always enjoy it. See you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Trent Dilfer, former NFL quarterback analyst. Find him on Twitter at DilferDimes on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Said he needs to play like Drew Brees. I think he hit it out of the park there.
Yeah.
He hit it out of the park. I do, because I do think they're in those final moments. We talk about the final minutes of the games and stuff. Like, I don't know about that offense right now and how they're conducting that offense. And I think that they've changed that because of the injury in the final moments. But I do think he tries to do too much.
I was talking to a former NFL quarterback last week. I don't think I should probably say who it was, who said the exact same thing. He plays too much like he's Mahomes with trying to get too creative, too crazy, and it's not going to work for
him. How's Todd Blackledge doing?
No. Not doing that game. It was not Todd Blackledge.
I know who it was.
No, you don't.
Mic's off. 3, 2, 1. No. It wasn't him?
No.
Okay, fine. All right, coming up 9:20, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. And also, it's a thin line between an excuse and an explanation. Ken Carmen, Jason Lloyd, in for Anthony Lima, live in the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.